This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
Harriet Allcroft from her brand new album called Archie, a piece of music there called Full Circle. An Australian vocalist, a composer, an educator. Born and schooled in Adelaide, Harriet Allcroft moved to Melbourne in 2014 and jumped straight into the local jazz scene, performing with her own ensembles as well as other groups including the Darryl McKenzie Jazz Orchestra and Andrew Murray's ATM 15. In 2016, Harriet was a finalist in the James Morrison Vocal Scholarship. It is my pleasure to welcome to the Bent Note studio here at Joy 94.9 a musician described as having a whimsical tone. Harriet Allcroft, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Very, very well. It's been a while since we've had you in studio.
It has. I've had an album, baby.
You have indeed. You have. Now, but apart from your musical skill set, I noted with interest that you're an enthusiast.
Yes.
You are an enthusiast for Caramella Koalas, and I just happen to have one here.
Amazing.
Will it last the night if I hand it across to you?
No. It'll last one of the shorter songs, I reckon.
Now, I should say, by coming back to the microphone, that I also have a Caramella Koala for Corey. Oh.
Thank you.
A pleasure indeed. Thank you for being an enthusiast, but what is an enthusiast for a Caramello Koala?
Oh, it's maybe more of an addiction. Yeah, but enthusiast sounds nicer, sounds more accepted.
It does indeed. Now, have you been able to link your enthusiasm for Caramello Koalas with music?
Oh, I guess I do a bit of both every day. Maybe that's the strongest link, a bit of singing every day, and I do have a Caramella Koala every day as a treat because you can buy a 12-pack and that's like two a day and then you restock on a Sunday. So.
Oh, what a wonderful way to do it, Harriet. I was so intrigued when I looked at your website and there it said you are a Caramella Koala enthusiast because I'd never heard that before. In fact, I've never heard that said of any food stuff before.
Yeah, I guess I just didn't want to be too serious. And the more I wrote about myself, the more of a wanker I felt. So I just, can I say that?
Yes, you can.
The more of a fool I felt.
We'll fix it up.
So I just wanted to make it a bit more lighthearted, which is how I told everyone my addiction problem of Caramellos.
Lighthearted is certainly Harriet Allcroft. You are lighthearted, and the word that's popped out at me is whimsical. And it wasn't just the whimsical on your website because it was also used by one or two other people when they were commenting about your performances.
Oh, who?
It was.
If I may ask.
Well, it's actually on your website.
Yeah.
It was Kate Sobrano.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was part of the Generations in Jazz competition. She walked in during our sound check and that was her passing comment, which I quickly wrote down so that I could put on my website.
A good thing to do indeed. But you've also described yourself as having a mesmerising, light-hearted style, and we can tell that by just talking to you that you have a light-hearted approach to things. Where did that come from?
I guess I've just always been less serious than expected, I suppose, and I just enjoy making people feel at ease. So I don't know, and just not taking myself seriously, I guess.
We can tend to take ourselves too seriously sometimes, can't we?
Yeah, because I'll get in my head and then I'll just say, come on, just lighten up, have a joke. Yeah, that doesn't translate directly to being funny, though.
No, there's a difference.
Just being full, yeah. Yeah.
There's a difference between lighthearted and whimsical and actually being a comedian.
My mum has asked me to do comedy school before, but I just think you actually have to be funny to do comedy school.
Unless they teach you how to be funny.
Yes.
And you'd have the head start on everyone else because you've already got the lighthearted attitude.
I like what you're thinking. Yeah.
So next year we'll get you onto the cabaret room and talk about your cabaret show.
Well, actually I used to do cabaret.
Well, there you go.
My first show, I was 18 and it was called Barely Legal. So I think it attracted the wrong kind of audience, to be honest. But it was fun. It was, what was it about? It was about firsts, first everythings.
Oh, yeah. That'd be interesting. Was that here in Melbourne or in Adelaide?
In Adelaide, when I lived there, yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
We might have to ask you more about that.
Oh, well, I'll try remember.
Why is music important to Harriet Allcroft?
It can be enjoyed by everyone, but it can also move everyone, and especially myself. I find, like, even on Instagram, a 30-second video of someone singing will pop up and I'll start crying because I just find it really honest and beautiful and touching, special.
Is that a means by which you can select a song that you're going to sing?
Sometimes, or it's, yeah, if I'm feeling a certain way, I'll have a sing and it'll often make me feel better because it's just cathartic. And if I'm feeling sad, sometimes I'll want to listen to a certain song or a happier song to kind of get myself out of it.
But, I suppose, yeah, that's one thing about a vocalist. You know so many songs in your repertoire that you can pick one to suit any moment in life.
Yeah.
Very valuable.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it is good. And even sometimes it's more fun to do an instrumental one because then you don't actually have to expose yourself and like what you're feeling in terms of words.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Not to take away anything from instrumental music. Mm. Yeah.
Well, instrumental, of course, can be just as moving.
Absolutely.
In the way it's been composed and arranged with the so many instruments at your disposal to use. And from a jazz perspective, it doesn't have to be the standard, what you might call, jazz instruments.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
There's a lot of things happening in jazz in that respect of moving away from the 40s swing and what was seen as a traditional jazz form. We're moving out dramatically. Is that something that you enjoy?
Yeah. One of my favourite artists is actually Josh Kyle, who, yeah, I'm not sure if you've got his latest album. It's Songs for Trombone, and it's him and four trombones. It's amazing.
He performed up in the cathedral at the Wangaratta Festival. We were there.
Oh, that would have been stunning.
We spoke to him after the show, so we're going to have a little video vignette up online.
Oh,
probably,
great.
But before Christmas, we'll get that all. Well, I'll get it all edited in the finest. But, yeah, got the album. We're playing some of that pretty much every week. Not tonight, though, because you're here.
Oh, well, but you can play Josh. I loved you.
It is beautiful music.
Yeah, it really is.
The combination of trombones and the vocal and a voice.
And unexpected as well.
Yes, yes. In the cathedral, of course, with the acoustics, you've got the beautiful, strong strength of the trombones and a bit of sweetness to it as well, sweetness and bite. And then you've got this voice coming over the top. It just smooths and links the whole lot together.
Yeah, and it is, I think, the most beautiful voice in the world. So
very nice voice.
Perhaps.
A lot of what Josh did with that project was not words but vocalisation.
Yeah.
Have you done much vocalisation without words?
In a few songs, though, I guess you could call it improvising without words. Yeah, and it's more, oh, it sounds so silly, but if it kind of takes me, and I just want to express,
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Harriet Allcroft from her brand new album called Archie, a song called Lovely. Harriet, who do you look for inspiration when you're singing or composing?
Kristen Berardi, based up in Brisbane. Yep. Josh Kyle, Gian Slater, Vince Jones. Like, really, honestly, I started listening to jazz not long ago, 3-4 years ago, and I listened to Australian jazz because they were my teachers at uni. And then I was like, oh, this is amazing. And then I thought, oh, maybe I should do it the traditional way and maybe try some of the songbooks and listen to the standards, which I also love. So I also love Nancy Wilson. I think she's just incredible. But mainly I love Australians. I love Australian music. I think it's really special, really unique.
What is it about Australian music, do you think? Do we tackle it differently?
I honestly don't know because, you know, I haven't spent a lot of time out of the country, but I guess I love seeing live music and hearing how it's different from the recording I have, and I can do that in Australia with Australians. I mean, when the jazz festival was on, I saw Gretchen Pilato, and that was amazing. Terry Lynn Carrington.
Yes.
And her group, the singer Debo Ray, was just incredible. So I guess you discover music by going to gigs, not kind of by surfing the net, although maybe you do. I don't know. I have bad internet connection.
probably a combination of both, I reckon.
Yeah.
Things like listening to bent notes, you hear a range of music and you might listen to it and say, I want to go and hear Harriet Allcroft.
Oh, please do.
Mm. What do you class as the key component of your performances when you're performing live? What's the key to it?
I'll often accidentally say something very inappropriate. So that, I guess, is not a trademark, but an accidental trademark of my live gigs. But I love playing with my band, James Bowers, Tamara Murphy, Sean Rammers, Kieran Rafferty. There's a great energy. We always have fun. And then we can get really sad, but always come back to just enjoying making music. So I guess that's what I aim for, I strive for every gig, to enjoy it.
Is that the key to any music group, of having fun and striving to achieve great things?
Depending on the gig, I think so, you know? Like, you probably wouldn't strive to have fun if you were a funeral band, but you'd strive to make good, respectful music. So, yeah, striving for something, I guess, instead of just getting through.
It is indeed. Now, you're an educator as well as a vocalist and a performer. Is your love of music a driver when you take on the role of educator?
Absolutely. It's something that I don't think you could teach. I teach singing, so I don't think you could teach that without passion for it or energy. It would just be very boring, and I think the students wouldn't learn anything.
No, they wouldn't at all. Is there a key message or a key lesson that you've learnt through your musical education that sticks with you even today? Something that was, it just popped out one day and you said, that's a really interesting thing or a really important thing?
To always do it with respect and intention. Yeah, I remember I half-assed a gig once and felt awful about it. So now I always just kind of have to remind myself people are listening and are paying as well, so you owe it to them. Yeah.
Fair comment. I like the approach.
Thank
you. Go out and give every gig everything you can.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Harriet, this year, 2018, you are the face of the Melbourne Women's International Jazz Festival.
Mm.
How does it feel to have your face plastered all over the MWIJF?
It's really weird. It's a giant face.
That it is.
It's thrilling. It's really exciting. But mainly weird to see yourself looking very serious.
You are looking serious, which surprised me because whimsical, we'll use that word whimsical again. Here's the whimsical Harriet Allcroft, but she's looking rather surprised. And I was wondering exactly what you were thinking. I'm not quite sure whether you're amazed at the artist performing at the festival or whether you've simply struck a dramatic pose.
Oh, I was madly trying to follow my photographer's direction.
And she just caught you in that pose.
Yeah, I think so. Or maybe she caught the vulnerable internal side. Who knows? But no, the festival has done a very kind service to me of using my face.
And This is on the MWIJF.org website. Mm. It's the best place to see that. It appears on the Facebook page as well for the festival.
I think there are some physical postcards floating about.
As well. Mm-hmm. They will be souvenir items to collect.
Well, I want to grab one. I've seen them yet.
Well, I think you should at least get one.
Thank you.
Most definitely. Why do we need a women's jazz, international jazz festival here in Melbourne?
I think it's been going for, I want to say, 20-odd years. But the number of women studying music at a tertiary level hasn't increased in those 20 years. Not really. Not. Tamara Murphy actually did a study on it. And it hasn't really increased in the way you'd assume it has with the way the world is moving. So we need to be made relevant and to be given, I think, a leg up, not because we're not as good or we need help, but because people have closed minds to women playing music and they just automatically... Well, some people are amazing. Some people write them off because they've got something wrong with their brains. So I think it's a great way to just showcase that it's important and necessary.
As a formal festival, it does have the, I suppose it's the level of impetus to be seen as something important, which it is.
Yeah.
Giving that outlet for yourself as a younger musician.
Absolutely.
And others who might be of different age groups.
Yeah.
How did you feel when you first were asked to appear in the festival this year?
Well, I asked them.
Oh, did you now?
Yes.
Ah.
So
how did you feel, Harriet, when you asked?
I felt very nervous asking. I just sent Sonia my album and said I'd love to be considered. And we played phone tag for 3 weeks, leaving voicemails for each other. And then we had a conversation. We got along really well. And it feels very powerful and a big step forward. Yeah. So I've got to take it seriously.
But still have a bit of whimsy in the way you perform.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, exactly. You'll be launching your debut album, which is called Archie. Tell me a little bit about the journey to get this album recorded and ready to release.
Mm. So I reckon half the songs I've been singing for 2-3 years, and the other half were all written this year, and it was all recorded in June or July. I can't quite remember.
Something like that.
One of the J's.
Here we go. June 28 and 29, 2018.
That's practically July, isn't it?
It is. At the Ginger Studios.
Yeah, which Jimmy, who works there, owns it, runs it, is amazing. And it was just a really fun experience of just 2 days of playing.
Did you go in with a certain sense in your mind about what you wanted to achieve?
I didn't want to lose our energy. I didn't want it to become static and perfect. So there are a few mistakes on the album which I just don't care about because there will be mistakes at a gig. Do you know what
exactly.
I mean? You can't control things like, well, maybe you can control things like that. But yeah, it was just a really fun, rewarding experience, to be honest, to have these musicians say, yeah, okay, I'll play that, sure.
Did you do anything particular in the recording studio to maintain that fun and that enthusiasm?
We didn't overthink things. We didn't do more than 2 takes.
Oh, marvellous.
Yeah, so we do 2 takes and then say, A or B. Yeah.
Fair enough. Here's a run-through and here's the final one.
Essentially, yeah. Yeah, because we didn't want to do something 7 times and then lose it. Yeah.
Who's in the quintet?
Who's in the quintet? James Bowers on piano. He's incredible. Tamara Murphy on bass. She's also incredible. Kieran Rafferty on the drums. He's also incredible. And Sean Rammers on the saxophone, who is also incredible.
You have an incredible band.
I do have an incredible band.
How long has the band been playing together?
Formally, 1 year. Informally, unofficially. Oh, I mucked that up. Unofficially, 2 or 3 years.
So you know each other quite well.
Mm, yeah.
And I imagine, therefore, moving into the studio, you'd just gel together.
Yeah, I was still a bit nervous because I really admire them all, but was also very upfront in that, and they were like, please, you stop being a dickhead about that, Harriet, and just relax. So then it worked.
And you relaxed?
I did, yeah.
Fantastic. Now, I do have to ask you about the album artwork because it's very pink.
It is.
And I remember a program from probably 48 years ago called Tell the Truth on Channel 7 where they said, would the real whatever, please stand up. And I can say here, would the real Harriet Allcroft please stand up? Because it appears that there's two of you on the cover.
There are two of me, my evil twin. I'm not sure which one's more real.
You don't have a twin, do you?
No, I don't have a twin.
And so they are actually both you.
They're both me, but several people have asked if, like, oh, I didn't know you had a twin. Actually, a guy at work the other day walked past and said that. You never told me.
It's a wonderful bit of artwork. It looks superb. Yeah, it really does look as if there's two of you there. Mm. And you've got your shoulder on your hand on your shoulder.
Yeah. It's pretty creepy.
Very nicely done. But then, and you also have a bit of a serious look on your face, similar to the Women's International Jazz Festival logo. Mm. But then I open the album up. There's Harriet, lying upside down on a chair, feet in the air, head on the floor. Was that planned?
I was being a model.
Oh, right.
Model.
Okay. So that was a bit of artistic license on your behalf.
Yes, thank you.
So, because I was wondering, maybe the second Harriet had pushed you off your chair.
Yeah. Oh, maybe she did.
Melbourne Women's International Jazz Festival. I can't speak tonight. I'll just fix that up in the edit. Melbourne Women's International Jazz Festival. Mm-hmm. Harriet Allcroft. Quintet.
December 8th.
Whereabouts?
The Jazz Lab.
Nice room.
Very nice room.
9 o'clock start.
It's so late, I know.
It is. 8 o'clock doors.
Yeah.
27 Leslie Street. More details from mwijf.org, which is the Melbourne Women's International Jazz Festival website. And there's lots of good information there, including, of course, all the information about all the artists that are appearing throughout the festival from December 2 through to December 9. Harriet, thank you so much for dropping in to Bent Notes tonight to
have
a chat about Harriet Allcroft, two Harriets, Harriet's falling off chairs and whatever else we've talked about tonight.
A lot.
We have
feels
indeed.
Feels like a lot.
Whimsy is what it is and koala bears.
Oh, yeah.
It really has been a pleasure to have you in studio.
Thank you.
My best wishes for the launch as I'm on air that night until 9, so it'll be a little challenging to get from here to there in a split second. But have a great night.
Thank you.
And I look forward to having you back in studio at some other stage.
Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure indeed. My guest has been Melbourne vocalist, composer and educator Harriet Allcroft. You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.